Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra.
Thanksgiving, 1945. Here at home, the turkey is warm. Out there on Tarawa and Iwo Jima, the graves are cold. Throughout all America, the tables are loaded, but victory has left many an empty chair beside those tables. And tonight, in memory of and in tribute to all the men who have passed through the valley of the shadow of death for this nation, I would like to sing a song that is more theirs than it is ours.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining.
You know, way back in 1620, when the Pilgrim Fathers celebrated the first Thanksgiving, they had an awful lot to be thankful for. The fertile soil from whence came the good and bountiful harvest. The forest whose trees furnished logs for cozy log cabins and wood for the fireplace. But I got news for you, Hay. The men of 1620 were most thankful for man's greatest asset.
Woman.
Marilyn Maxwell, a woman. Say, you're the same Marilyn Maxwell who was on the air for a long time with that, what's his name? Oh, gosh, you remember that little round man who sings.
Yes, Frankie, I had the honor of working with Bing Crosby. Then after nearly a year with Mr. Crosby, I did a picture with Van Johnson.
From tintypes to talkies in 1 year. What an age. But confidentially, honey, what's with this Van Johnson? What's he? Has he got anything?
Has he got anything? Frankie, Van Johnson has everything.
I bet he can't crack his knuckles. Seriously, Marilyn. Is Van Johnson as desirable as Crosby?
Well, Frankie, the two are different. With Van Johnson, well, a girl just wants to run her fingers through his hair.
You ought to try running your fingers through Crosby's hair. It's just like grabbing hold of a brand new football. But, Marilyn, did you bring along a little something for the old gold Thanksgiving table, maybe?
Yes, I did, Frank, but it's nothing very serious.
Well, I always say every table, no matter what the occasion, should have something light and airy. So sit right down here beside the mighty Stardoll and get light and airy, Mary Lynn.
I didn't want to phone you again, but I did. I didn't wanna see you again, but I did. I had a certain feeling for you that bothered me. I had to find out what the
chance could be. I didn't wanna hug you again, but I did. I didn't wanna kiss you again, but I did. I must have been too sentimental doing what I did. I didn't wanna fall in love, but I did. I didn't wanna hug you again, but I did. I didn't wanna kiss you again, but I did. I've been too sentimental doing what I did. I didn't want to fall in love, but I did.
A choice morsel, Miss Maxwell. Mighty, mighty appetizing. Why don't you unfold the camp chair now while I quote Brother Shakespeare? To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler to bear the slings and arrows of an outraged fortune, or do as the Pied Piper suggest.
When clouds start to gather, and they get you in a lather, breaking down your normal stability, it is neither wise nor proper for a gent to blow his topper. Why be irritated, light? L-O-G.
Yes, light an old gold for comfort, for pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness, the pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. You see, old golds are specially conditioned with a unique moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. And for extra flavor and bouquet, old gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco. Latakia, imported from the Mediterranean and blended with choice domestic tobaccos to give you a tastier, friendlier smoke. Yes, by all means, light an old gold and enjoy the comfort, the pleasure of a truly great cigarette.
Oh, since I got me a cigarette with Latakia, nothing seems to jar my serenity. For a future bright and sunny, try a smoke with apple honey. Why be irritated, light and OG?
With four superior cigarettes burning merrily, our superior singing foursome, the Pied Pipers, once again borrow that old folk song, Skip to Maloo, to make like a puzzle in introducing that ditty for tonight.
The first word's a person of no renown.
Second word's in, third rhymes with brown.
You'll never guess it, it's stranger in town.
Let's sing the tune, my darling.
Just arrived on the 710. Thought I'd meet the old gang again. But you know how they come and go. I'm just a stranger in town. Everywhere, everyone I see seems to wonder who I can be. And I swear no one seems to care about a stranger in town. I saw a cottage on a lonely old street.
The weeds had grown round the gate.
I always hoped that you would wait there, my sweet, but it looks like I'm too late. Guess I'll cut about a quarter tonight. Not even time for a shine. Is there nothing for me? Will I always be a stranger? Stranger in my own hometown.
Come on, I just had to get a little drink of water.
I don't personally remember this, but Grandpa Sinatra tells me that back in 1910, when Bobby's socks were being worn waist high, why, his old cylinder machine was squeaking out love songs like, "Ah, sweeter mystery of life, at last I found you." And along about Thanksgiving 1918, kids were sticking their heads inside the big horn and the new gramophone and hearing a lover's complaint, to wit, "Shine on, shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky." Yeah, but everything's changed since 1910. Everything, that is, except that gleam in the lover's eyes. And lovers, as they will always do, still go for the ballad as a kind of handy little way of setting that gleam to music.
Stars are in the blue, long as there's a spring, a bird to sing, I'll go on loving you. Till the end of time, long as roses bloom in May, my love for you. With every passing day, till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears, I'll be there for you, to care for you, through laughter and through tears. So take my heart tenderly say that I'm the one you love and root for till the end of time.
Hear me a mighty big trumpet, and what's more, I see me a mighty big trumpet man approaching. Well, scratch my back and call me Itchy. It's Louis Prima.
Please, Franklin. Louis Prima.
Yes, Louis. You know, Louis, it's Thanksgiving week, and we're being a little on the Americana side tonight.
And by an amazing coincidence, arranged by Mama and Papa Prima, I happen to be an American myself.
Well, looky here. From the cradle of American jazz, New Orleans.
Frankie, I was rocked in the cradle.
Okay, Louis, now let's let the rest of America get into the cradle, and you rock us for a while. Folks, let's get primed for Prima.
One night, I met a beautiful bambina, and I melted like Farina when she played a little game. That night, she made me dizzy as in vino, and you know just what I mean, oh. Sweet Felicia was her name. I took Felicia out to Coney. She ate a fortune in Zazit and macaroni. But when I said I'd love to kiss you, Felicia, no capricious. You ought to see the things I bought her. I took her out and spent my money just like water. But when my heart got feverish, Felicia, no capricious. She knew the names of all the eats. She knew the sweets, the vegetables and meats. But when it came to making love, she was as cold as yesterday's or Pete's. No matter what she'd crave, I'd bring her. I wouldn't have to put a ring around her finger. But when I said I'd love to kiss you, Felicia, no Capricia, she understood. She heard me good. When I said, have some real imported cheese. But when I said, give me a squeeze, you think that I was talking Portuguese. And all the time she was a collar breeze. I tried to make her feel relaxy. I even took her home to Brooklyn in a taxi. But when I said I'd love to kiss you, Felicia, no Capricia. And then I said, well, look, let me hug you, Felicia, no Capricia. And then I said, well, look, let me get a little closer, Felicia, Rufiana. And then she said, well, Frace, let's get married, Luigi, no Capricia. Morning is going to be some Sunday morning for someone and me. Oh, Bella will be chanting an old melody, especially for someone and me. Oh, there'll be an organ player, friends and relations will stare. Oh, can't you hear them saying, gee, what a picture of there. Sunday morning, we'll walk down the aisle. Ooh, she'll be so nervous. Ooh, I'll try to smile. Things sure look rosy for someone and me. Some Sunday morning, just you wait and see.
Wonderful, Louis Premer, and I hope the wishbone, I hope I get the wishbone this Thanksgiving because I want to wish you continued and well-deserved success.
Mr. Sinatra!
Well and well, Mrs. Murgatroyd DeWitt Rockingham.
Mr. Sinatra, our daughter Millicent is driving us mad, quite completely and definitely mad.
Really?
Really. You see, Wednesday night is Millicent's ballet lesson, but Millicent has forsaken the ballet for a certain radio program.
Oh, I see. And where does this certain radio program fit in the picture, Mrs. Rockingham?
Well, by Millicent seems to have picked up an expression from the certain radio program. I scold her till I'm blue in the face and beside myself. And what does Millicent say? Millicent says, Mother, why be irritated? Light an old gold.
And what is your question, Mrs. Rockingham?
What I want to know is this. Why an old gold?
Bill Lazar, enlighten this dear, charming lady.
Well, Mrs. Rockingham, there's a story behind that slogan, Why Be Irritated, Light an Old Gold? A story about a man who loved tobaccos, Pierre Lorillard. In 1760, he started a tobacco business, and he created a great tradition which still guides the Lorillard folks today. The tradition of doing more in a cigarette to give you more. That's why today in Old Golds you get not only a blend of fine tobaccos, you get more, an added detail, Latakia. For extra flavor. And in Old Golds, you get more than ordinary moistening agents. You get the special humectant, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. Even the cigarette paper on Old Golds, made from virgin pure flax, is a detail which gives you more smoking pleasure. So when we say, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. We mean that this cigarette, based on Lorillard's great tradition of doing more to give you more in every last detail of manufacture, is your ever faithful friend when you want comfort, pleasure, relaxation. Try an old gold, won't you?
Say, Marilyn.
Yes, Frank?
I wonder if I might talk to you for a moment.
My, you sound so serious.
Well, I was thinking about Thanksgiving.
How do you mean?
I mean about all the parts of America that all of us should say thanks to on Thanksgiving for the job they did during the war.
But, Frankie, we couldn't begin to. There are too many states and too many people to thank.
Maybe so, but we could give out with the general idea. I mean, for example, we could say thanks to that wonderful part of America where their theme song goes something like this. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope play.
Where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Oh, Mr. Roosevelt loved that song and everything American that it stands for.
It was Will Rogers' favorite song, too.
I know, Marilyn. And you know, out where the buffalo used to roam, they did a war job that we can all be thankful for. Why, they poured out the oil and the high octane by the millions of gallons. And the wide open range sent plenty of livestock to Chicago and Omaha and on out to the battlefronts.
And, Frank, if you're talking about a number one war work, how about that part of the country where the sounds of the earth are like music? All the sounds of the earth are like music.
The breeze is so busy that it don't miss a tree. And the old weeping willow is laughing.
Oklahoma, but it's Iowa and Indiana, too, and Illinois and Nebraska. The corn belt, the wheat belt, and every state where the farmer worked his own little 40 or 60 acres of America for the benefit of all of America.
And a little farther north, they did a job that deserves a Thanksgiving bow, too.
Well, how far north is that, Marilyn?
Way up north. Way up there in the land of the sky blue water.
They bought a captive maid.
Yes, sir, Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan. Thanksgiving country, if I ever saw it. Full of cranberries and pheasant and wild ducks.
And wild rice?
Yeah, and how about that Mesabi Iron Range? The folks up there really turned the red earth inside out for that iron ore for the tanks and the guns.
And how about all the guys in overalls and the gals in slacks who nursed that iron and steel down the old assembly line?
Now you're talking coast to coast. And everybody coast to coast. 12 million servicemen and women, and the balance, 118 million Americans on the home front, did a job that we are all mighty, mighty thankful for. In fact, we sure could stand a Thanksgiving Day every week.
America started out as a log cabin, didn't it, Frank? A log cabin not far from Plymouth Rock?
Yes, Marilyn, it became a mighty fine house.
Tell me about that house, Frank.
Well, folks, this is more than a great song. This is George Washington talking to you, and Thomas Jefferson, and Abe Lincoln, and you telling your kids on Thanksgiving all about America.
What is America to me? A name, a map, or a flag I see? A certain word, democracy. What is America to me? The house I live in, a plot of earth, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races and religions, that's America to me. The place I work in, the worker at my side, the little town or city where my people lived and died. The howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free, and the right to speak my mind out. That's America to me. The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand and the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the tears, and the dream that's been a-growing for 150 years. The town I live in, the street, the house, the room, the pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom, the church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people. That's America to me.
To Marilyn Maxwell, MGM star, who will soon appear in the new Broadway production, Nellie Bly, and to Louis Prima, good luck and good night. You are both mighty, mighty swell to sit in with Axel, the Pied Pipers, Apple Honey, Latakia, and me. Same to you people out there. We really appreciate your company on these Wednesday nights. And hey, Uncle Sam would appreciate it if you take on a few more victory bonds. All you can carry, as a matter of fact. So long, everybody.
Next Wednesday and every Wednesday is the night for Songs by Sinatra, presented by Old Gold, whose choice tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette violence and to give you more smoking pleasure. And say, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Glenn Wheaton and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Holliner. Bill Lazar speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.